in Brazil is in shock after a gunman shot dead at least 10 children at a school in Rio de Janeiro before killing himself. About a dozen others, mostly children, were also injured. Police say the shooter said he was there to speak at a conference before walking into a classroom and then opening fire. He was armed with two guns and had a suicide note. Japan's ambassador in Ivory Coast has been rescued in a daring operation by French troops. The ambassador and seven of his staff were trapped in the embassy for hours after troops loyal to Laurent Gbagbo overran the building and used it as a base to fire weapons. Fierce fighting has broken out in Abidjan once again, where the besieged president is still refusing to surrender. Patrick Stevedores will take legal action today to try to stop strike action at its ports. The Maritime Union is planning a series of rolling strikes from tomorrow in its battle with the company for more pay. The company says the action will disrupt dozens of ships at ports around the country. The Australian Defence Association has launched a counter-attack on the minister over his reaction to a sex scandal at the Defence Force Academy. It's accusing Stephen Smith of overreacting and unfairly maligning the military. Mr. Smith accused the academy of poorly managing the young cadet who claimed she was secretly filmed having sex with a colleague.